Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. That sound real good, choir. Praise God. It's nothing like a praise. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, our Father and our God, it is in Jesus' name once again, oh God, we have come out, Heavenly Father, to worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father God, I ask right now that you look down upon this thy servant, that your anointing be upon me, and that you will use me for your glory. Touch me, oh God, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Now, oh God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Again, I say good morning.
Good morning.
Giving all praise and honor to our Heavenly Father, my Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, to the pastor, my husband. I thank him for the opportunity to preach what thus says the Lord once again. I ask that each of you will continue to pray that the Lord will use me for his glory. Now, if you would turn with me this morning to Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verses 2 through 7, as well as Genesis 32, 22 through 31. Isaiah 9, 2 through 7, and it reads, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Now, as we look at Genesis 32, 22 through 31, it reads, "And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the fort Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook. And he sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaketh.' And he said, 'I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.' And he said unto him, 'What is thy name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' And he said, 'Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.' And Jacob asked him and said, 'Tell me, I pray thee, thy name.' And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Bless God. Amen. You may be seated. For a subject, let us look at this morning, what's in a name? What's in a name? You see, Shiloh, names are very interesting, mind-boggling at times. There are individuals that perhaps were named after loved ones, parents. Females perhaps may have taken on the name of fathers, uncles, or just have a male name. Yet there may be males with female names. Nevertheless, know that in some places in the world, people are properly addressed by their first name and then their last names. While in other parts of the world, you begin the address with the person's last name and then their first name. Now, often our last names are somehow tied and reveal something about our heritage. Take, for instance, the name McConnell. Probably has some Irish in his background, while Inoue is Japanese. Smith reveals to us that somewhere in that individual's genealogy was a person who worked with leather or silver or some other ware, while Shoemaker obviously would point to someone who makes shoes. Now, there are those who have famous names like George Washington or Chris Brown and Thomas Jefferson, or those named after individuals in the Bible, such as Adam, Moses, Joshua, Ruth, and Hannah. However, newborns today are more apt to be named after famous actors and actresses, not just a first and last name, but three and four names. Symbols, sir, madam, this and that. But no, they are just names, amen? No. Yet our names may say a lot only if we could live up to them. Mm-hmm. It is our identity. Folks can take a name, region, and a little information and research who their biological parents are, grandparents, and almost anything they may or may not want to find out about themselves. So often we call out names, we are saying something about the person being identified. This is priceless what Isaiah is doing in the scripture text we heard moments ago. He is identifying a great king who is to come, but he doesn't stop at king or lord. He lists many names, such as Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But for the meaning and importance of these names to be truly understood, Isaiah has to give us a little background. He has to remind us of the situation in which we find ourselves. Life is not easy. It is often seems that we face difficulties at every turn. We can agree based on what's happening in society today. Likewise, the Israelites did many things generations ago. Now, when Isaiah delivered this prophecy to the Israelites' people, they were exiled in Babylon. And even in those days, years later, just before Jesus came, their exile was over. However, the Jewish people found themselves under the oppressive Roman rule. Now, as Isaiah says in the opening passage, it was a time of darkness. But in the best of ways, Israel held on to hope, a hope that their God would act on their behalf, that a Savior from the line of David would come and free them and rule over them in peace and justice. And this is exactly the prophecy that Isaiah is making, A light will come into darkness. A new king will take the throne. So into that darkness, Isaiah speaks. Into darkness of exile in Babylon, into the darkness of Roman occupation, even into the darkness of our modern turmoil. Well. Isaiah points to a shining ray of light. Mm-hmm. But it's not just that Isaiah speaks of the light to come. It's almost as if he holds a prism in the path of that light and tells us exactly what that light is. Praise God. You see, that light is known as the Wonderful Counselor. He is known as the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. These names mean everything, Shiloh. They are carefully chosen to tell us exactly how the darkness will be dispersed, to show us the shape of God's new future, to reveal to us that the best time are on their way, and to impress upon us the wonderful things God is doing and will continue to do among God's people. You see, God's good news is always greater than the world's bad news. Amen. Praise God. You can't pick up the newspaper without shaking your head. You hear bad news on the radio, on the TV, 24/7, from channel to channel. And boy, do we have some channels. Praise God. So we see Jesus. He comes on the scene. He's our wonderful counselor. We've been waiting on the Everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. But we ponder regarding the names Isaiah used to describe the coming Messiah. Mm-hmm. What do these names mean? There is wonder in the name of our Lord. Well. Praise God, because he is wonderful. Amen. It began with a young and humble servant named Mary, a common name individual who was willing, submitted herself to God's will. Well. And though she was a virgin, she conceived and gave birth. Then at his birth, a multitude of heavenly hosts sang songs of praise and directed the shepherds to the manger where they would find the baby, a baby whose birthplace was marked by a star seen in distant lands and followed by the Magi. And as this baby became a man, his life was wonderful. His teachings, his healing, his miracles were all wonderful. Amen. Wonderful because he made the blind to see. Mm-hmm. Wonderful because he made the lame to walk. Well. Wonderful because he ate with the outcasts. Wonderful because he forgave the sins of the broken. Well. Praise God. Well. Now you see, when Jesus was crucified, his sacrifice was wonderful. As horrible as it may have seemed, it's because of his resurrection, even more so. Because in that horrible death and resurrection, a path was made for us. Our sins were forgiven, and we were offered a life eternal with God. Yes, his name is wonderful. What's in a name? Yes, Shiloh, his name is Counselor. There is wisdom in his name. He shared in God's wisdom and thus needs no counsel from others. Amen? Amen. Like God himself, this Lord can make great decisions, and then he can even carry them out. You see, it's not just that he is a ruling counselor. He is our counselor as well. Know that this world is often an overwhelming place. And Jesus, the counselor, directs us through the fog, seen and unseen dangers. Yes, he will. But as we search for meaning and purpose in our lives, as we try to find ourselves, this great counselor points the way to the Almighty God. He is always able and ready. He is always at our side. He always gives us his undivided attention. He comforts us, amen? He guides us to the right way. Praise God. For into our darkness and the darkness of the world, a light does shine. His name is Wonderful Counselor. Bless God. Now, Shiloh, in his name, there is greatness. He is a mighty God. Jesus Christ is God himself. Bless God. No, this king has been given all power in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
And no force, however great it may seem, can conquer his kingdom.
Amen?
Amen. I'm talking about the kingdom he created. Did you know, Shiloh, that the molecules in one drop of water, if they become a grain of sand, could build a highway half a mile wide and 1 foot thick from New York to San Francisco? Bet you didn't know that. From the smallest atoms to the highest mountain. Great is the work of our Lord. No, there's nothing too hard for him. No, there, through these works, through this might, Jesus calls us all to our God. But will we listen to the voice of the mighty God? Or do we fall when we miss out on something? Will we listen to the voice of guidance from the everlasting Father? Certainly. It is true that Jesus is the Son of God, but it is no less true that he is our everlasting Father. And Isaiah says, like our earthly Father, Jesus is the life giver. Not only is he present with God in our creation, he is also the one who made a way for us and who brings us into eternal life with God. As a good Father, Jesus, our Savior, also provides for us. Jesus, he not only is able to meet the needs of this world, he is willing to meet them. Bless you, God. He provides wisdom. He provides guidance. He provides comfort. And he provides strength. Church, Jesus, he says, I can do all things. I am that I am. Church, do you really love the Lord? Do you really love my Jesus? Jesus provides forgiveness. Jesus provides grace. And above all, yes, Jesus provides love. Jesus provides what we all need, and that is eternal salvation. And our Lord does this just because he cares for us. That's why the scriptures reminds us to cast all our cares upon him, because he cares for us. Praise God. 1 Peter 5:7. Know that God in Christ Jesus cares enough about us to get involved in leading and directing our lives. Know all these things will be true forever, unconditionally, because his love will never fail. He is known as the everlasting Father, not just a priest, a high priest in Rome, or he is the everlasting Father. He will be called the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Bless God. Now, church, the Hebrew word for peace is shalom, which means wholeness. In a world of brokenness, this name has real significance. The coming Messiah will restore peace among the nations. Indeed, this is the peace that transcends all understanding. Amen. Because the significance of this claim in and of itself is mind-boggling. There's wars throughout many nations. There's turmoil throughout every state. There's storms and there's floods and fires. But he said, be of good cheer, didn't he? I have overcome. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus shows us how to love our enemies in spite of even the ones next door to us, on our jobs, and within our families. Yes, he can do it, church, because it's all about our heart. He will work that heart and allow you to become like him, only if you submit yourselves. You see, on that day when Jesus rules this earth, peace will reign again. It will be supreme. It will be the true peace. The Messiah is the one and only that will restore wholeness among the races and of society. There will be no more discrimination. It will be abolished. Like the civil rights leader, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King quoted, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." He stated, no, we are not satisfied until justice rolled down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Praise God. Jesus cared about justice and righteousness throughout his kingdom and for all people. Hallelujah. Likewise, yes, Jesus cares about peace for us. He cares that we might have rest from the burden of our lives. He cares that we, through broken vessels, might be made whole again. Come on. Jesus, he is the Prince of Peace. Yes. Shiloh, know these names say everything about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus is and all that Jesus does. And so Isaiah ends this prophecy of the coming king by summing up what the names have promised with the wisdom and power of the expected king. The new kingdom will remain unshaken. There will be no resistance which will disrupt its peace. So justice and righteousness will rule forever. The darkness will be no more. The worst of times will be no more. And the best is yet to come. Remember, light has dawned. Hallelujah. Throughout all ages, this birth that came into the world over 2,000 years ago, one who was named Jesus, God's only begotten Son, Wonderful Counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace, our Emmanuel, yes, our God with us, yesterday, today, and forevermore. What's in a name? Jesus, he is our all in all. Jesus, he is our hope and our joy. Jesus, he is our strength and when we are weak. Jesus, he is our healer and our strong tower. So Shiloh, you got to know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God and the Father. Bless God, everybody. For though there's coming a day when my Lord and my Savior, soon coming King, will return, and when we least expect it, and the only way you will return with him, one must have made that commitment to him. One must have accepted Christ in their heart. Believe that he died and on that old rugged cross for your sins and for mine. Jesus, he paid a price that we could not pay. He was nailed to the old rugged cross where he suffered, bled, and died till the ninth hour. But we praise God that on that third day morning, my God raised Jesus from the dead with all power. Praise God. He lives, Shiloh. Jesus lives forevermore. Now, if you believe in your heart that Jesus died for all your sins, praise God, yours as well as mine, and that God raised him from the dead, you too will return to spend all eternity with him when Jesus returns for his church. Bless God. What's in a name? What's in a name, Shiloh? What's in a name? There is power in the name of Jesus. What's in a name? There is power in the name of Jesus. What's in the name of? What's in a name? There is power in the name of Jesus. There's a song that goes, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is there's a war
every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. Praise God. What's in a name? What's in a name? May we stand. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God today. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, O God, for your word, your saving power. Now, Father God, at this time we offer to some man or to some woman, boy, girl, who may not know your son Jesus Christ and the saving knowledge of who he is. This is our discipleship call. If there is someone who would like to come forth to give their heart to the Lord, to commit their life to Christ, we ask right now that you come forth. The Lord is waiting. He is calling us every day to come while you yet have the opportunity. Perhaps there may be someone who would like to join this church body. On your Christian experience, you too are welcome. We ask that you come forth at this time. Is there one? Hearts for altar call.
Those who desire the words of prayer, it's altar call time here at Shiloh. You may come. Believing, come asking, come giving God the glory. And as you come, please be reminded of those who stand in the need of prayer. Our bereaved families, our families who are recuperating at home, those in hospitals. Reminded that prayer is not just a multitude of words, but a soul sincere desire of the heart. So as I pray, I look that you be praying also, that we give God the glory. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come in the precious name of your loving Son, Jesus. We come, Lord, thanking you for this opportunity whereby we've gathered here, not only at the altar, but throughout this waiting congregation, those that may be standing, those who may not be able to stand. We're here, we're touching, we're agreeing one with the other. We come believing and understanding of the very power of your presence at this hour. We thank you, Lord, for there are some who are standing here who earlier in the week had challenges that had came upon them, whether it was financial or physical or emotional, or whatever it was, they placed it at your feet. And you blessed and allowed them to overcome and be able to come to the house of prayer to give you thanks, to give you blessings, to know that without you, none of this would have been possible. thank you for those who were under the surgeon's knife and they were blessed. They came out from under anesthesiology. And we thank you, Lord, for some who got diagnoses that perhaps have been changed. And we thank you for you stepping in and making a way out of no way. We bless you, Lord, for some came today after sleeping without rain falling on them, for they had a roof over their head because you provided finance and allowed them to be able to have a place to stay. Some came with their stomachs settled and satisfied because you put food on their table, and we bless you for it. Some have come with clothes on their back that perhaps would not have been possible, but you made a way and provided clothes not only for them, but perhaps for their entire family, and we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for we know you're God who's able, and if only we just fully trust and believe in you, you're going to bless us with all that we stand in need of. We come, Lord, I ask in thy blessings and strength upon the bereaved family members of this branch of Zion. The names have already been mentioned throughout this worship experience, the households where loved ones have come home to be with you. We pray during their hour of sadness that you be with them in a mighty way. Touch, strengthen, and for those who need you specifically, we grant that you be by their side to carry them through their time of bereavement. So we thank you for your strength, and we thank you for your comfort at this very time in their lives. We realize that within this branch of Zion, one young lady will be leaving our presence and going from this country to another country. And we know that you're God who's everywhere. Place Sister Trent at your feet, that you be with her in a mighty way. Lead her and guide her. We ask that you would build a shield around her. Keep her safe throughout her travel. Allow her to be able to mature and prosper as a result of her trip. Bring her back home knowing that a God is able, that he kept her all the way from and to and returning to her home. We thank you, Lord, for this branch of Zion, the one that's known as Shallow Baptist Church New Site. We realize that we've come a long way, but at the same time, we know we have such a long way to go. But we thank you for not leaving us, not deserting us, but continue to be with us. We realize that this is the last Sunday for the year of 2018, but we are aware that it's just a number at the moment, because we constantly depend and we continue to rely upon you for all that we are and all that we will be. So we pray you'll be with us. You continue to keep us, continue to lead us and guide us, and allow us to be able to be someone for you throughout this community. Touch the leadership of this branch of Zion. Be with all the ministries that you anointed to be at this branch of Zion. Use us not only on Sunday, but use us throughout the week, throughout the month, and wherever you stand in need for us to be. So we thank you. We bless you. We pray that at this hour that you receive those concerns and those cares and the challenges that surround this altar, that are within this branch of Zion, that you will take them and bless us and remove those things that need casting out. Anoint us with the strength to be able to carry on. And even now, we give you the glory, give you the honor, we give you the praise. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. Thank you for this worship experience. And we trust that it has been pleasing in thy sight. Your word has gone out. Prayers have been lifted. Hearts have been brought together. And we pray that you get the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. And we thank you for it. Amen. And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Let us all sing together.